Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Spend more time creating and less time doing the boring accounting and bookkeeping. Get a free 30-day trial at freshbooks.com/accidental. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, which is about how to lead creative teams effectively. We are, in many ways, the sum of our habits. What we choose to do routinely will determine our destiny. Now, I know there are all kinds of external factors. Please don't send me emails saying, yeah, but you don't understand my situation. I get it. I understand that all of our environments are different. But the reality is, the disciplines that we choose to build into our life, the rituals, the practices, the habits, will determine where we go in our life, or at least will determine our capacity to respond to opportunities and to circumstances as they come our way. So today is your opportunity to prepare yourself for that opportunity that may not come for another year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You don't know when that opportunity is going to come your way. But if you have a discipline in your life of routinely doing things that are preparing you, sharpening your skills, honing your mind, sharpening your intuition, then not only will you be able to recognize those opportunities, but you'll be able to take advantage of them because you've been preparing for them for a long time prior to getting that opportunity. And so today I want to talk about three daily habits that will absolutely change your life. No question about it. If you implement these three habits, they will change your life for the better. And so I'm going to encourage you to build these into your life as a matter of habit in 2020. And I guarantee that they're going to pay dividends in your life. Before we jump into those three habits, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So whether you're a writer, a designer, or you make a creative living some other way, it's common to fall into a creative rut from time to time. It just happens. It happens to all of us. And climbing out is different for each of us. But one thing's for sure, it takes time to get past those creative ruts. The right business tools are an easy way to find that important time that you need to focus on your craft. So have you heard of FreshBooks? If you've been listening to the Axon Creative Podcast for any period of time, you know we're a huge fan of FreshBooks. It's an easy-to-use accounting software specifically designed to save creatives like you a bunch of time every single day. Here's how. You can automate your invoicing so that all you have to do is wait for payments. You can snap photos of expense receipts to easily log in and add them to invoices. You can accept credit card and ACH payments right there on your invoice and get paid up to 2 times faster. That's just the tip of the iceberg. FreshBooks can actually save you up to 200 hours per year. And that rut that you were in, well, it's going to be a mountain of ideas before you know it. So right now, I'm offering listeners of the Axon Creative Podcast a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter the Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter the Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We love FreshBooks. You're going to love FreshBooks too. Check them out at freshbooks.com/accidental. And we thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about three daily habits that will absolutely change your life. I know that for a fact because they have changed my life, and I'm going to tell you how. Listen, it's not the big things that take most leaders and creative pros out of the game. It's not. It's the little things. Over time, we forget to do the small things that position us to bring our best effort to the table every day. While everything might look fine to everyone around us, the decay has already begun and we're on the path of slow decline. And some of you maybe can relate to that. You know, maybe you're in a job right now where you know that everybody's satisfied with what you're doing, but deep down, you know that you've begun to settle in just a little bit, that you're not producing the work that you're capable of producing. You know that maybe you've begun to slip into a place of medias ochres, mediocrity. Medias ochres means halfway up the rugged mountains. You've climbed halfway up the mountain. You've kind of begun to settle in halfway up the mountain. Mediocrity, halfway up the rugged mountain. That happens to all of us from time to time. How do we get out of those ruts? How do we get beyond medias ochres? How do we get past that place where we're not producing the work that we know we're capable of producing? As author Gretchen Rubin wrote, I think so eloquently, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. Without a set of daily practices to keep you aligned and energized, your talents will eventually fail you. You know, you can rely on your talents for a while, especially if you're new in your career. Maybe once you're a little more advanced in your career and you have more tools in your toolbox, you can rely on your talents for a little while. You can. But eventually, if you're not doing those things that keep you positioned to bring your best effort, eventually it's all going to catch up with you. It is. If you're not continuing to climb the mountain, other people are going to pass you. They are. Now, while there are many practices that you can implement to help you stay at the top of your game, there are a few keystone practices that can pull your creative world together and set you up to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy all at the same time. So I want to share those with you today and talk about how they've impacted my life personally, why they've been so important, and why I chose these three specifically. Okay, the first practice is daily study. Daily study. You cannot draw water from an empty well. You can't do it. Do you take time each day to fill yours, to fill your well? The quality of input that you curate often determines the quality of your creative output. As Steve Jobs once quipped, creativity is just connecting things. That's all it is. It's connecting things in your environment. But to do so, you obviously need things to connect. Do you have time set aside routinely for study, for absorbing inspiring stimuli, for paying attention to the world around you, for disconnecting from the pressures of your create-on-demand job and just looking at what's out there, forming patterns, playing with ideas, absorbing stimuli that can become the fodder for your next creative breakthrough? This isn't going to happen by accident. You know, so many of us think, well, you know, I'm on my phone all day. I'm reading emails. I've got things coming at me. I'm reading news articles. You know, I'm bouncing off of stimulus all day. But there's a huge difference between awareness and understanding. And there's an even bigger difference between understanding and wisdom. What we want to do is move from awareness to wisdom. But the problem is that requires time. It takes time for us to stop, to think, to process, to absorb stimuli that force us to see the world in new ways, to begin to think more systemically, to think in larger patterns. But if we're just constantly batting, you know, stimuli off of us, it's just washing over us, you know, with news articles, and you know, we're just on our phone all day, just kind of surfing and scrolling. And we think that that's doing the job of filling our head with stimulus, but often it's not, because there's no connection there. There's no synthesis happening. You're just making yourself increasingly aware of more and more things, but that awareness doesn't translate to the kind of understanding and ultimately the kind of wisdom that allows you to apply that insight in meaningful ways. So I encourage you to set aside time each morning or each evening to fill your well, to read inspiring or challenging books. You know, this is something that we're really losing our ability to stay with ideas for a long period of time. That's why I think book reading is so important. You know, often we'll listen, and I do the same. I listen to books while I'm doing something. I'll listen to a book while I'm cleaning or I'm working out or I'm walking or something. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's also something about training your mind to be present, to pay attention to somebody else's train of thought, to immerse yourself in somebody else's words, and to form your own thoughts. There's something that that does for us cognitively that allows us to then bring those newfound, you know, neural patterns to the work that we're doing every day. You know, we're training our attention span to stay with a problem and to develop our own intuitions, our own patterns. We need that in order to produce great creative work. So I encourage you to set aside time to fill your well so that you have something to draw from when engaging in your work. This is, by the way, the single most impactful discipline that I built into my life over the last 20 years. In 2001, I began the process of daily study early in the morning. I would get up before my family, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I would study for an hour before work. This is what I would do. You know, I would read books. I would spend time thinking. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I would spend time thinking and reflecting on it, on what I just read and thinking about how it applies to my work. And it was the single best discipline that I've ever built into my life, because I would not be doing what I'm doing now. I wouldn't be writing books. I wouldn't be out teaching and speaking, consulting, working with companies if I had not begun that practice in 2001, so many years ago, almost 20 years ago now. So I encourage you to think about, when are you going to do this in your own life? How are you going to inspire yourself? How are you going to fill your well? So daily study is the first practice. The second practice is reflection and journaling. So as I mentioned, it's not enough to simply absorb a lot of stimuli. If you're not taking the time to make connections and to consider how those stimuli might apply to your life and work, they're going to be quickly forgotten. They simply are. So I encourage you to take 15 minutes at some point during your day. And this is a really low bar, right? Just find 15 minutes. It could be over lunch. It could be on your commute. It could be any time at all. Take 15 minutes at some point during your day to reflect on how what you're learning and seeing might apply to the projects that you're working on. Right. So think about that article you read that seems disconnected from the projects you're working on. And think about how can I force a connection between what I'm reading and the work that I'm doing right now? Right. Or maybe it's a film that you saw, maybe it's a conversation you had. Reflect on the patterns that you're noticing. Reflect on any ways that these things might apply to what you're doing. You might have to force those connections, but it's going to force you to think differently about your work and also to look out into the environment to find new dots to connect. Consider how different things that you're reading, even across disciplines, apply to each other. Often the best ideas result from crossing the streams, right? From taking something from one discipline and applying it to another discipline. One exercise that's been tremendously helpful in my life and the lives of many creative people I've interviewed over the years is known as morning pages. This is a practice prescribed by Julia Cameron in her book, The Artist's Way. Essentially, it consists of free writing 3 pages of stream of consciousness thought as the very first thing you do in the morning. It's not journaling, it's just free writing. You're not doing it to read it later. You're just trying to get all the chatter out of your brain before you begin the day so it isn't clogging the works and preventing you from thinking clearly. So this is one way of just getting ideas out on the page, just reflecting, just putting things out there and just seeing what patterns form, right? So I encourage you to build a discipline of reflection and journaling into your life. And again, you're not writing for posterity here. I'm not talking about writing a journal so that someday your great grandkids can see what you did. I'm talking about just getting ideas, patterns, things like that out into the world, thinking about what's around you and seeing what kind of dots you can connect. Put your silly, crazy, ridiculous, this could never be implemented ideas down on paper. Do it. Who's going to see it? I mean, you might be embarrassed for yourself, but who cares, right? Put them out there on paper. Get them out into the world and begin connecting dots in non-intuitive ways. You will find some hidden creative gems in the midst of those daily reflection sessions. Guarantee it. So the seeds of my books often come from these sessions where I'm just noticing things and suddenly an idea ends up on my whiteboard. And then before I know it, I'm writing an entire book about it, right? So I encourage you to spend time as a matter of discipline, thinking creatively, reflecting, and journaling. The third and final discipline is a daily walk. I encourage you to get out of your office once a day for a short walk. Okay. Now, it's not only good for your health to move around a little bit, it is, but it's also good for your creative productivity. The variety of stimuli that you're going to encounter will often jog new insights, and a break from the grind will allow your mind to form patterns out of loose connections that are often overlooked in the hustle of your workspace. When I go to a new city, I love to walk around. I do. I love to just get out into the city and walk around. The reason is the stimuli are all different from what I'm used to. You know, and frankly, I take tons of walks here in our neck of the woods, in our neighborhood. I do. And I think I'm pretty certain that most of the people in our neighborhood think that I'm like a vagrant or something because I'm always walking. I'm always out walking. But so many of the ideas that I've had over the past handful of years have come while I'm walking, because as I'm walking, my mind is just working in the background, and suddenly I'll have a thought and I'll start playing with that thought, and that leads to another thought, and suddenly click. Some things come together, a pattern is formed. And this is a hint or a tip for you. Always carry a notepad or a note card. I'll just carry I have a little card wallet with a little pen, a little Fisher Space pen that I carry with me, because I very rarely come back from a walk without at least 3 or 4 things on a note card, ideas that I had, insights, conversations I need to have, something like that, that emerged in the midst of my walk. So a daily walk will not only help you stay healthy, but will also give you space for ideas to connect, to congeal, and patterns to form. Okay. So those are the three practices I encourage you to implement in 2020: daily study, daily reflection and journaling, and a daily walk. Whatever your disciplines are, though, make sure you have a set of them to ground you and to help you maintain stability in the midst of uncertainty. The infrastructure that you build is what will sustain you when life and work are stretching you beyond your limits. And the discipline, the infrastructure that you build into your life is what's going to prepare you for those opportunities that you can't even anticipate yet, right? How you prepare today will determine your effectiveness tomorrow. So make sure you're building some disciplines into your life to help you be prepared for those moments and to knock it out of the park when they come. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.